This is Ed Bliss. I'm speaking to you from the study of my home in the little town of Mountain Ranch, California, in the foothills of the Sierras. As I record this, it's a hot afternoon in the middle of August, and about 20 feet from where I'm sitting, my swimming pool is inviting me to turn off the recorder and take a cool, leisurely swim. I mention this because the fact that I'm resisting that temptation right now is an illustration of what we're going to be talking about on these tapes. In other words, I'm tempted right now to procrastinate, but I'm not doing it. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't say this boastfully. I don't want to suggest that I'm somehow immune from the tendency to put things off any more than anybody else, because I'm not. In fact, let me make a confession. Several weeks ago, I first decided to do these tapes, but at the time I had some higher priority things that needed to be taken care of first. However, when I got those other things finished, I didn't start work on the tapes immediately, as I should have done. And this afternoon it dawned on me that I had crossed that often imperceptible line between deliberate delay and procrastination. So I don't pretend that I never procrastinate. It's just that when I catch myself procrastinating, I know what techniques are most likely to help me cope with it successfully. And from giving lots of seminars on procrastination, I've discovered that those same techniques also work for most other people. They'll work for you, too. You don't have to accept procrastination as a fact of life. It isn't a tendency you're born with. It's a bad habit that you've fallen into. Well, habits can be changed. And this one must be changed if you're ever to do what you'd really like to do with your life. Because in the words of an old maxim, procrastination prevents success. One of my favorite sayings is one I read many years ago. I don't even recall the name of the book I got it from, but it struck me as having the ring of truth. It is this: people don't fail because they intend to fail. They fail because they fail to do what they intend to do. What I'm hoping to accomplish on these tapes is to teach you how to make yourself do the things you intend to do. But for that to happen, we must find a way to make the techniques relevant to your particular situation. Discussing abstract principles won't do it. So before we start, I need your help. I would like you to turn off the cassette player and make a list of the things you are procrastinating on. Jot down everything you can think of, big things, small ones, and everything in between. Things around the house, like that yard work you've been putting off, the paint job that needs to be done, the leaking tap that should be repaired, the sewing project that's gathering dust on your sewing machine, and so forth. Then list all the things you're putting off at work. Projects, memos, reports, getting your files organized, renewing important contacts, planning for next month, preparing for yourself for advancement, and so forth. Then ask yourself what you've been postponing in the field of personal relationships. Friends and relatives you've lost touch with. That heart-to-heart discussion with your spouse or your child which would clear the air. Neighbors you should get acquainted with. Letters you should write. And finally, ask yourself what things you've been intending to do for yourself someday, which you haven't. The hobby you've meant to take up, the musical instrument you were going to learn, the exercise program you intended to start, the vacation you've postponed, and so forth. So let me repeat that. What I'd like you to do, so that these tapes will be more meaningful for you, is to turn off the cassette player for a few minutes and make your own procrastination list drawn from four areas: your home, your job, your personal relationships, and yourself. Okay, go ahead. I'll wait. In fact, while you're making your list, I think I'll take a swim. Hi, welcome back. I enjoyed that break, and I hope you didn't find it too unpleasant. Incidentally, that swim I just had is an example of one of the techniques which can be helpful in combating procrastination, namely rewarding yourself with some small pleasure in return for beginning a task on which you've been procrastinating. Not for finishing it, mind you, but for starting it, or for making some incremental progress. We'll talk more about this later. Before we get into the techniques for overcoming procrastination, let's look for a moment at what it is and why we let it mess up our lives. Procrastination doesn't mean just putting things off. Postponing something can be a very sensible thing to do, in which case it isn't really procrastination. When I talk about procrastination, I'm talking about putting off something which you know you shouldn't put off, which you know should be getting done now. Well, if you know you should be doing it, but you aren't, then something pretty stupid is going on, isn't it? I mean, after all, if you've decided that this task is something you really want to get done, but you still don't do it, then your behavior is irrational,